That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence, free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and here we are in the middle of September, and it's getting exciting. That's what I've been talking about. The end of September will be in a very different place, and I know the plan. We're going to talk about that tonight. But first of all, I really want to give you important information about this full moon lunar eclipse that happens on Tuesday. This next week, we're having a full moon lunar eclipse in the sign of Pisces. Now, Pisces is the last sign in the zodiac. It rules the 12th house. It rules things that are invisible. It rules hospitals and institutions, but also hidden secrets and all that kind of thing. This is a very powerful karmic event. This eclipse happens right between Saturn and Neptune in Pisces and opposes the Sun in Virgo. The light workers need to use this period of time for healing whatever is being released without getting bogged down in the fog that Neptune brings in. It's very possible to get caught up with the fine-tuned details and to lose track of what the larger goal is. So I'm going to give you a breakdown. This eclipse is happening on the axis of Pisces Virgo. This is very, very different because usually eclipses happen on the nodes, and the nodes are now in Aries and Libra. But this one is happening on their cusp, which is outside of the nodal axis. This energy will have us thinking forward into the future because the nodes are moving into Virgo and Pisces next on January 12th, 2025. So in a way, we're going to get a preview of what's coming next year. It will give us details that connect to a stronger future and connect to a more forward-thinking action and philosophy that we'll all be developing. We have a lot of mutable sign activity right now. Jupiter is in Gemini and it squares this eclipse, making the energy stronger than usual. Plus, we have a super moon. A super moon is when the moon is closest to the Earth. Mercury is in Virgo, trailing behind the sun, which is in Virgo. The spring is in a sideline, an extra experience, or some unexpected results. Well, we had some unexpected results this afternoon. As most of you know, there was another try on President Trump's life. That was certainly unexpected. Meanwhile, Pluto has moved back into Capricorn, which is the most poignant time that we are having. Of course, this is a very different vibration from all that mutable energy. Also, people are curious as to what Saturn and Neptune in Pisces will bring to us. This eclipse will begin to give us a preview of what the energy is about, the energy of 2025. It will take us out of the last era's energy and open up a path for the new. We are actually entering into a new era now at the Aries full moon in October. And this time could be very poetic. So the new era begins in Libra, but it really begins next April when the nodes move. The energy will be working in a psychological and belief realm. This will create a change in dream space for some people. One desire will come in and another desire move out. This tends to be happening inside of us. Interior emotions, beliefs, and the inside space, our thoughts and our dreams, causing an internal shift of motivation that's going to be very perceptible during the last part of September. So get ready. On the day of the eclipse, Tuesday the 17th, we will find that we have been carrying some type of long-running belief, long-running dream, long-running motivation, a psychological belief, hope, or desire that now is deflating or disappearing. And there may be a feeling of a void or a vacuum that you can detect within yourself. I know I've been feeling that ever since the end of May, so it's been very strange for me. The light and energy from this eclipse will bring in a replacement mechanism. So the things we've lost will now begin to bring in a replacement. You have been realigned. You are now shifting. You are asked to recognize the importance of how things work in your life. What are the structures that you have been building up for a long time? What are your habits? What are your fortitude? What's your daily routine? The new or revised self that you have been building, how is that being utilized? How is that expressing itself? This lunar eclipse is going to be a catalyst in consolidating ourself, our belief system, our goals, our purpose, and how all of it is connecting to the outside world. So you know you changed, and you know you have over the past 2 or 3 years. How are you connecting everything to the outside world? What is the outer expression of that towards other people? Yes, this will be your testing time. Don't forget that. This is your testing time. The choices you make right now will bring you respect in the future. That's a complex. I don't feel respected right now, but I'm going to do something that gains me respect in the future. Like somebody may want to write a book or make a film or do a painting or do something in their field that's extra special that will bring them recognition. Some long-running dreams or desires and self-actualization along with emotional fulfillment. All of this is within the realm of Pisces. Healing some emotional wounds from some traumatic experience that you've had, especially back when you were younger. The way our mind, our psychological structure creates a path forward, a series of events that we are consciously understand to move from past points of pain to a more healed place. This moonlight feels like a bridge to me, as Saturn in Pisces is a lift up like a bridge, because Pisces likes water. It can be tumultuous water or powerful currents, very forceful with uncontrollable currents. That's what the energy can feel like. And Saturn is your bridge or a dam that can shift or change the elements the water can have on people. Trying to harness larger spheres of energy. This is a part of Saturn and Pisces, and it can be very difficult at first. You'll get the hang of it. This can show up as actual infrastructure issues, like the flooding in Europe right now. Issues that try to harness or change the current of water. I'm a double Pisces. My sun is in Pisces and my moon is in Pisces. And I have that going on with my property right now. As a matter of fact, I had a waterfall going down my hill and I had to go into the town and tell them they had to fix it because it's coming from the road. That was my challenge. And this can be happening physically right now in front of you. But we can also have to take a look at what we're harnessing in our life. What are we thinking? What are we summoning up? What is the energy that it takes to get things done in our life? What does it take to make money? What does it take to make our business function, to get work, to get to work and to our job? What energy does that take? How do we handle our resources once we get paid? How do we facilitate the flow? This is very much what's happening with this eclipse, as well as the Libra eclipse on October 2nd. So we're going to have two of them in a row. Within 2 weeks of each other. Also, this is very important because I have news as to how this could manifest with a collective at the end of this program. We'll be talking about what's going on with the collective mind. People will have experiences emotional that will change their behavior, especially with money and resources. People will begin to handle resources differently, more frugally and austere, especially with Pluto going back into Capricorn at 29 degrees. They can become empowered by saving more and spending less. Not like a recession energy, no, not that. But a noticeable change in the collective about spending. People begin to cut back quite a bit and hold their resources differently. Instead of money in the bank, they may go out and buy gold. They're going to hold their resources differently. This can also be the life force energy. Like, people don't like to drive to work. More about an internal frugality rather than the external. I don't like to drive to work, so I'm not going to. I'm going to arrange to go to the office 2 times a week, or I'm going to find a job that I can work from home. They're conserving their energy for other things. It's more about internal energy rather than external, especially with this lunar eclipse, which is sandwiched between Neptune and Pisces. So interesting. This is such a big deal. A complete ending of many cycles as well as the era. The eclipse is off the nodal eclipse. And the eclipse is at the end of the zodiac instead of the beginning of the zodiac. They're nestled between Neptune and Pisces. It's going to be very, very interesting. So much is going to change. It started this week today. There's something about the way we hold ourselves. Something about the way we work with patience. The way we reserve our energy sometimes. The way we just don't give everything away. There's a lesson in being more circumspect for some people. To consider all circumstances and possible consequences. Especially after the raid on our border in the past few years. There's a lesson in precision. Some people gave that up a long time ago. Some sense that the surrounding astrology is showing us how to be more masterfully reserved or how to retain services, memory, or life force energy without becoming stagnant. You don't want to get so uptight that you're stingy and bitter. You want it to flow, yet conserve. And meditation and ascension is a key to how to do that. Perhaps something like writing a journal is something to journal about and keep a record of. Watch yourself. Watch yourself with your old behavior and your new behavior and write it down. How can I retain more of my own energy? That's a crisis right now. The hemorrhaging of energy, the hemorrhaging of money. That's energy. Money is energy. It's not having a lot left over for the self. And also the hemorrhaging of your attention as well. So many of us have a short attention span and allow ourselves to become diversified and get thrown off of the focus. Hemorrhaging focus, empathy, it's become a crisis, like a zombie crisis. And that's why people are so drained, like you don't have anything to give, as well as apathy. disconnection from meaning. This lunar eclipse is addressing that very strong. So many people do feel apathetic, and they do feel a little hopeless right now. Now they're going to start getting their pizzazz back. There is a great opportunity to correct some of that if we give it more attention. If we sit in silence, focus on the crown chakra, and ask, what can I do to have more of my own energy for me and not give it to someone else? There could be feelings of violations here as well. My money really doesn't belong to me because of what I have to pay for my rent or for my mortgage. It doesn't belong to me. I have to pay so much for my car and for food. I have earned this money, but it's not allowed to be mine. There's a lot of pain around that right now. Some people seem to be vampires for your energy. This all can be addressed with this transit. The sun is sandwiched between Mercury and the South Node, and the moon is sandwiched between Saturn and Neptune. People feel boxed in, caught between the walls. And you have to think about how people are thinking about other people. There seems to be no controlling rules or principles to give order here. Defund the police. Nobody's responsible for anything. Nobody ever says I'm sorry, or nobody ever says I did it. It's always something or someone else. There's a great importance placed on integration and making sure that choices are not just good ones for the person, but for a lot of people, for the community. No longer is anybody going to be an island. You're not going to be able to be an island to yourself, not with Pluto and Aquarius. We have an opportunity to really budget our energy. Time to set a good budget with our energy, time, and money to become stronger by honing your resources and life force energy better. Be aware of where you are participating in something that you don't have to do, that you don't have to spend what you don't have. Recognize when someone is taking too much from you, when somebody is setting stronger boundaries. I had to set stronger boundaries this year from people that were taking too much from me. There were three of them at different times, and I realized it, and I just made adjustments. I really got stronger after that. Designate a certain time of day for you to relax and regain your energy. I have always had to do that, especially in my working years. This eclipse is more positive than negative, and that's good news. It really is. It's going to have us remembering the treasured elements of ourselves, the treasured feeling that your soul has as a person. And you're going to notice that your healings are getting better. If you do Reiki or you do massage work or chiropractic work, you're going to notice everything is getting better, stronger, and working faster on other people. That's time for you to allow yourself to facilitate the structure in your life. It's time so you can feel and know who you are, to know what treasures, what cosmic gifts and talents that you are holding inside, and no longer repress them or bind yourself to them. Don't be blind. The word is blind. Or blind yourself to them. You are a blessed child of the universe, and you could not have been born if you didn't fit into this beautiful tapestry of the planet Earth. You came here to learn, to love, to give, and to share, whatever that is in your life. You are a gift, and you bring a gift for others. Sometimes the energies can get very heavy and challenging, like, don't look at what's important to you. Don't look at that talent or that treasured part of yourself. Go out and buy something for yourself. Look outside. Go into debt for something. And then you'll meet who you are. This energy is about dematerializing. As I have been explaining to you all year, the new Aquarian energies is about the community, groups, and dematerializing. Understand also how, through dematerializing, you will not be so caught up in materialism. Your attentions will not be on the outer world. Either you are seeing and feeling the internal parts of yourself, and you'll see that you do not need to depend on materialism. It's not contingent upon that. Then allowing that message to channel through your body over time, bringing reflection and being able to create a reality that's a lot more connected to your soul journey than the one or the previous one and all your past lives were. Now you're really learning how to live with that connection 24/7. The focus is on the etheric, prayer, poetry, songwriting, book writing, painting, arts and crafts. This brings the awareness that the reliance upon the material is preventing the soul level or the spiritual level that you need from being inside of you and growing. It's preventing it. Materialism and having to move and think outside of your inside is preventing you from poetry, songwriting, book writing, painting, arts, and crafts. You really have to let that beautiful universal energy and the new energy coming from the center of the galaxy to enter you and fill you and hone those talents and bring them out. This brings the awareness that the reliance upon the material is preventing the soul level or spiritual level to grow. This brings a rebalancing, the ascension of the soul, and allows it to progress. It's so beautiful. At the Libra solar eclipse on October 2nd, this will be more present. What can it mean for you to become self-actualized in a more spiritual sense? We don't want to forget the material. We don't want that to go away. No, that's not it. But it could be balanced a bit better. There will be a lot of healing going on, a lot of goals, of purposes, of your dreams. You healers are going to be very, very busy with the public because we have so much happening between now and January 1st that's going to cause people to have to go inside and really look at themselves, giving us the energy we have been missing and that we need, getting out of complicated living patterns that have been so prohibitive. developing stronger internal dialogue with your spirit guides and gaining more clarity, which is what is much needed on this planet. This is Elizabeth Joyce. We're going to go to our break, and please listen very carefully to the weekly cosmic tip, which I'm going to play first. And remember, you can read it on my website tomorrow in case you want to catch up. It's new-visions.com. So we're doing the cosmic tip and then the break, and a wonderful little song about what's going on right now. It's called Blizzard of Lies by David Fishburne. I'll be back after this. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. Between September 16th and September 22nd, 2024. Monday brings attention to health issues. We could have another pandemic threat or a very busy flu season. Look for the healthy ways to strengthen your immune system. Mars is in Cancer at the midpoint between the nodes, indicating anger, violence, and possible threats of war. The nodal axis shows us certain destiny and situations which are out of our control. I also see a world leader passing away. It could be Jimmy Carter. He has Pluto in Cancer and is going to be hit by Mars. Or it could be Joe Biden. He has Jupiter in Cancer and is going to be hit by Mars. On Tuesday, September 17th, at the Pisces lunar eclipse, your rose-colored glasses may experience a tower moment. This energy concerns the world affairs as well as personal issues and brings up to the surface hidden matters. Time to face an unpleasant reality of a situation that has been brushed under the table for several months. This festering problem can no longer be ignored. The energy is strong because the super full moon and eclipse is near Neptune in Pisces, and it's in the last degrees of Neptune. They're very critical. Secrets come out pertaining to someone's health issues. It's time to deal with these problems once and for all. While these challenges may be difficult to sort out, a solution will be found in time as long as you address the issues now. So do not delay with any physical checkups you might need. This eclipse may bring you some disturbing information, but it's better to know the truth than to waste your time clinging to pipe dreams. With the eclipse conjunct Neptune and opposing Mercury in Virgo, your investigative powers are on overdrive. You will finally be able to see any lies and fake news, which will force you to get back into reality. On Wednesday, September 18th, the partial lunar eclipse energies accompany the full moon as it conjoins Neptune, and the two form an apex of a harmonious kite figure with the Sun, Pluto, and Uranus. Mercury and Saturn are in exact opposition to each other, and Jupiter in Gemini is still in tense aspect with the moon and Mercury. However, with Venus in Libra, we can feel more balance, comfort, and peace in our close relationship. Thursday brings lovers' quarrels, so avoid planning any dates for that evening. It's time to open up to a new way of doing things. Leadership in the world takes a new direction as new inventions and AI give leaders a new edge, like the beginning of banks accepting and using cryptocurrency. If you feel like someone is trying to manipulate you on Friday, don't hesitate to put them in their place. Confusion and lack of vision cause misunderstandings. Neptune brings us uncertainty that blocks our judgment. Listen to your higher guidance because the truth is hidden. Also, there's a problem with world leaders' judgment and decisions that will lead to future problems. There may be a real threat of countries using disease as germ warfare. Drop into your heart on Saturday in order to see the truth. Financial problems or errors could need your attention. It's time to assess your investments. The energy brings in a small window for financial gain. Listen to your intuition. It may be a good day to buy that one lottery ticket. However, don't make any decisions concerning relationships. Sunday brings relationship and family struggles as people disagree. There is a sense of abandonment and betrayal from people who should be protecting us. Be careful when expressing your deeper feelings to loved ones. Make sure they can be trusted. The mystical quality of time calls upon us to keep our eye open for boundaries and limitations. If your life's inner circle and outer worlds are stable, you can receive vital impulses and downloads of information during these days, the fruits of which will really be welcome in the coming weeks. Unstable situations, information, and circumstances, on the other hand, may call for fundamental reorientation. The signs of the times are excellent for adjusting, accepting, and restructuring, as indicated by the Sun-Uranus trine on September 19th. Smile and just know that balance will return at the fall equinox with Libra energies. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. Remember, you can always go to New Visions and check on the weekly cosmic tip. It's always posted there on Mondays. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some reading time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras, so it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Many of you know that I was very ill when I went to winter in Florida this year. I am still in recovery, but I want to be able to continue with my weekly radio shows. In order for me to do that, I need to have listener support. I am asking for donations to download the archives. When you support Let's Find Out, you will receive weekly updated shows. They are well researched and take about 3 days for me to write. Plus, you will become a Visions of Reality beacon of light. Please subscribe, and hand in hand, we will walk this road together. And remember, I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. Sending you love and light. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I'm making this extra recording about the need for protection in August because the energies are showing it can be a very dangerous time, especially the last 2 weeks of August. Mercury goes retrograde on Sunday, August 4th at 9 degrees Virgo and turns direct on Wednesday, August 28th at 27 degrees Leo. The astrological signs pertain to energetic danger, which can indicate a need for protection due to insecurity, community danger, or possible attacks. Interestingly, throughout the year, Mercury retrogrades from Earth sign to a fire sign, and this means it will be causing things to be out of control, much like a wildfire. As it shifts from Earth to fire, there is a sense of being smothered, which can indicate fires, along with severe weather, as in hurricanes, cyclones, and heat. Too much heat that you can't breathe, not well. Also, poor air quality. Because of astrology, there is a threat of a major earthquake along the west coast of Japan. So let's pray that that doesn't happen. The new moon on August 4th occurs at 9 degrees. The new moon on August 4th occurs at 9 degrees Leo. Of course, the new moon is always in Leo this time of year, but it occurs in the ninth house of the U.S., indicating uncovering secrets, laying down the law, and possible corruption, along with financial concerns in the government. It wasn't a surprise to see President Biden stepping down from re-election when you look at the charts of the USA and Biden. I predicted this would happen more than a year ago. The new and full moons in August are in Leo and Aquarius, and they indicate a big change in the government for the U.S. Transiting Mars will conjunct President Biden's natal Saturn in his seventh house, the House of Partnerships. But the seventh house is also the house of open enemies, which can mean killer. This is a very difficult transit occurring in the seventh house, and it could even be health-related because diseases can be killer diseases. As for former President Trump, there are no threats to him with Uranus, Mars, and Jupiter in his 10th house of reputation and career, and he should get through these difficult times without incident. As transiting Jupiter nears his natal sun, his power will increase, and this happens around election time, early November. For everyone, be careful of the intense heat and air quality around you. If it's high or dangerous, I suggest you decide to stay inside and safe instead of chancing it. Nothing is more important to your health and physical balance. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Thank you for listening to my Safety and Needs for Protection program. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
We must have lunch real soon. Your luggage is checked through. Got inflation licked, I'll get right back to you. It's just a standard form, tomorrow without fail. Pleased to meet you, thanks a lot, your check is in the mail. Marooned, marooned, marooned in a blizzard of lies. Marooned, marooned, marooned in a blizzard of lies. Your toes and knees aren't all you'll freeze when when you're in it up to your thighs. It looks like snow, but you never know when you're marooned in a blizzard of lies. You may have won a prize, won't wrinkle, shrink, or peel. Your secret's safe with me, this is a real good deal. It's finger-licking good, strictly by the book. What's fair is fair, I'll be right there, I am not a crook. Marooned, marooned, marooned in a blizzard of lies. Marooned, marooned, marooned in a blizzard of lies. Better watch your step when your old dog Shep can't even look you in the eyes. You're cold and lost and you're double-crossed when you're marooned in a blizzard of lies. We'll send someone right out, now this won't hurt a bit. He's in a meeting now, the coat's a perfect fit. Strictly fresh today, serve us with a smile. I love you, darling, till I die, we'll keep your name on file. Maroon, 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 in a blizzard of lies. Maroon, marooned, marooned, in a blizzard of lies. Walk on, with hope in your heart, and you're in for a big surprise when you're marooned, 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 in a blizzard of lies, a blizzard of lies.
That was David Fishberg, and I love that song. It is so true. And right now, for the past few years, we've been marooned in a blizzard of lies. I hope you enjoyed it. Well, I said I would work on the election and talk to you about it. In a way, I really, really hesitated because there's so many people with so many feelings. But I read you about this eclipse in Pisces and how the truth is going to come out, especially when Neptune changes signs in April. And what I'm going to do is just tell you what the astrology says. Please don't take it personal on me. Don't kill the messenger. I'm calling the 2024 presidential election a bait and switch. What's about to happen in the 2024 presidential election will shake the markets and the American society to its core. And I really hope by telling you this tonight that it will be helpful, that somebody will hear it and maybe be able to do something to try to help all of us that need it. I'm going to tell you a little bit about some of the predictions I made, starting in 1998, when I predicted the Clinton-Lewinsky affair, and I was named Psychic of the Year by the Daily News in New York. I predicted the Great Recession in 2008, the Trump's election in 2016, and the Biden-Harris combination. I predicted it in 2017. I named it on Coast to Coast. I said our next president will be Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. I don't know where it came from. I really didn't think it. It just came out of my mouth. It was so incredible. The COVID crisis I predicted. I said there was going to be a flu or a very serious illness in December of 2019. And it wound up being a COVID crisis. I said it would be worldwide. I predicted President Biden's withdrawal from the 2024 presidential race. I did it on a video New Year's Day, 2024. The failed assassination intent on Donald Trump, I predicted. And of course, we had another one today. The backroom deals Democrats pulled to get Kamala Harris candidacy. But we got a lockdown coming, 2.0. Only it's not going to be a sickness. It's going to be financial this time. The left will twist and manipulate the Constitution to their benefit. Prepare for an election meltdown that could trigger a 50% stock market crash. A financial collapse of the U.S. dollar, violent riots on the streets, and even potential martial law. With the temporary suspension of some of our most fundamental rights. I'm telling you this to reveal my vision, the Democrats' secret plan to keep President Trump out of the White House, even if he wins the election, and I believe that will happen, if he makes it. I'm worried about them taking his life. One very real possibility that we need to consider is that he will not be allowed to take power. And it's all because of the information that I'm receiving psychically. I predict once the Democrats execute their plan, it will trigger an election meltdown of historic proportions. A 50% market crash, and the final collapse of the U.S. dollar. Millions of Americans could be wiped out and might never again be able to recover what's coming during this election meltdown. Unfortunately, most Americans are ignoring this, and they're ignoring the warning signs, and they just hope for the best. By the time they wake up to reality, it will be too late. In each of these predictions that I just told you I did in the past, most people did not believe me. They thought I was just some kind of doom and gloom crazy lady down the block. The idea that the establishment won't allow President Trump back into the White House sounds like a crazy conspiracy theory. But once you understand the implications, and the fear of the delegates in the swamp, you'll understand why I believe we're headed to an election meltdown of biblical proportions. And the stakes for your financial future couldn't be any higher. We could see a complete breakdown of our society with violent riots in the streets, even a potential civil war. I don't believe we're going to have a civil war. I told you that 2 weeks ago when I did. It was August 18th when I did that show. You should listen to it in the archives. A lot of people were mad at me and thought it was the worst show I ever did. But I only told you the potential if the energies don't go right. Martial law is not out of the question. I'm telling you all this because I want you to understand that having these types of inside connections help me see big events before anyone else. The truth must come out somehow before this upcoming election because I doubt you'll hear any of this from the mainstream media. The Democrats' plan to prevent Trump from taking office, even if he wins the election. You remember the insurrection, the so-called insurrection? What was going on? The vice president was going to certify the votes. Well, who was the vice president? Who's the vice president now? Kamala Trump. Kamala Trump, listen to me. I'm sorry. Kamala Harris. Do you think she's going to certify the votes for Trump? Will Trump really win? Absolutely. I predict he will win the election, and here's why. In 2020, Biden was sold to America as a nice old man who would unite the country and return America back to normal. Instead, he turned out to be one of the most divisive, radical, and dishonest presidents in history. He divided the nation by constantly calling anyone who voted for Trump a threat to democracy. Instead of being a moderate Democrat, he turned out to be so radical that he makes other presidents look like conservatives. So, I will tell you what they're going to do, and then I'm going to quit and we'll go into the meditation. I have a very special meditation for you tonight. It's by Louise Hay. What they're going to do, Biden is going to resign as president, probably before the election. And that makes Kamala Harris president. And then they will not accept the votes for Trump. They will not certify them. And they have to be counted by December 6th. I think they have to be accepted. And then they're certified on January 6th. But between that time, they're going to bend the Constitution and they're going to serve Trump and make him a criminal and try to get him locked up for insurrection. And if he's locked up for insurrection, he won't be able to take office. And I'm telling you something. Do you really think the Democrats will simply accept defeat and let the man know that they have so much There's no chance. They'll do whatever it takes to stay in power, even if it means not allowing a peaceful transfer of power to Donald Trump. It is possible that they will burn this country to the ground before they take Trump back into the White House. Once they block Trump from taking power, all hell will break loose. The election meltdown could trigger the final collapse of the dollar, with inflation getting 1,000 times worse than what we've seen so far, and violent riots in the street. We're also going to have a problem with supplies and delivery. House Democrats might not certify a Trump win in January 6, 2025. Democrats have a serious chance of winning the majority in Congress in November, even if Trump recaptures the presidency. If that happens, they could have the votes to prevent him from taking office. I hope that doesn't happen. I don't know why, but I'll tell you, 3 Republicans retired this year. I wish they had waited another year. They will say that Trump is an insurrectionist, and for that reason, he cannot be allowed back in the White House. In 2021, every House Democrat, along with 10 Republicans, voted to impeach Trump for incitement of insurrection. Most of those lawmakers will still be in Congress next year. The corrupt mainstream media is already setting the stage for this coup, saying that Trump should not be allowed within 1,000 feet of the White House, even if he wins. I want to tell you something. Do you know why? Do you know the real reason why they hate him? It's not because of anything except their own damn pocketbooks. They make so much money illegally from our taxes, and they create something called embedded laws, or the pork. And they have made deals with other countries that are off the charts. That's why President Trump was so respected by other countries. You look at his record. I'm not saying anything except for what the record. This is a crisis of confidence. And that's exactly what's going to happen once the world realizes that the U.S. has become a banana republic. I believe it'll be the final blow. And you'll see us going more and more into debt. We're spending money like crazy, and we're not slowing down. In fact, this madness is accelerating. We're out of control debt-wise, and we've got high rates of interest. Plus, they want to implement so many taxes, we won't have any money to play tiddlywinks. Do you think this could happen? If you're a credit card company, you jacked your rates up to 5% or higher virtually overnight. Wouldn't the people be in big trouble? Many people are using their credit cards to survive right now. If you have equity in your home, a good percent of it could get wiped out. Real estate will plunge. The only reason the market hasn't collapsed yet is because the feds keep printing money by selling bonds. But with few people buying bonds, the market is going to get hammered. In 2022, I psychically got the prediction warning not to ever buy bonds. They wouldn't be any good in the long run. So I'm telling you that we're having trouble at the election, and that if this happens, this possibility, the economy will come to a standstill. I'm asking for prayers from everyone that we at least get to keep our constitution and stability in this country. It really is more serious than anyone had ever thought. And it's the first time in history this has happened. So I bless you. I love you. I hope you all understand. I want the best for everybody. Well, we're going to go into the meditation. We'll hear Moonlight on My Window. I picked a song tonight by Frank Sinatra called Little White Lies. And then we're going to be entitled to Miracles by Louise Hay. And we'll go out with Ascension Attunement by Richard Shulman. I'll be back next week. I hope you're not too upset with me. Send me an email and tell me your thoughts. Elizabeth@new-visions.com. See you next week. Good night.
First again with Tobacco Man.
So smoke the smoke, tobacco expert smoke. Lucky Strike.
And here's Frank Sinatra.
Thank you. Hi there, neighbors, and here we go with your hit parade. And off we go with song number 6. Take it back.
The moon was all aglow, and heaven was in your eyes. The night that you told me those little white lies. The stars all seemed to know that you didn't mean all those sighs. The night that you told me those little white lies. I try, but there's no forgetting. When evening appears, I sigh, but there's no regretting. In spite of my tears, the devil was in your heart, but heaven was in your eyes. The night that you told me those little white lies,
the moon was all aglow and heaven was in your eyes too.
The night that you told me those little white lies, I tried, but there's no forgetting. When evening appears, I sigh, but there's no regretting. In spite of my tears, and the devil was in your heart, but heaven was in your eyes. That night that you told me
those little white lies.
Frank Sinatra and the Hit Parader singing Little White Lies, the song that's number six all over America this week, as determined by your Hit Parade survey.
Stars tonight, oh sweet.
are entitled to miracles. For some of us, it is a physical healing. For some of us, it is a healing of a family or a relationship. For some of us, it is creating peacefulness within ourselves. For some of us, it is creating prosperity. And for some of us, the miracle might just be being able to be with ourselves in a quiet space. Claim your miracle now.